Somebody, you don't know who, woke up in the middle of the night and went, whoa, oh, oh, and then went right back to sleep again. And you never got it like a grip on it. No, no, it did. Oh, no, there was no hiss or anything like that. No, no, it didn't. No. Next morning, you guys wake up. What are you doing?
We're looking for that bear.
And we're going to proceed forward to the edge of the
Okay. Who is leading the group? I want to know who's in the front of the marching band. Yeah. Yes. Hacking at all times. You want to go more than 10 10 feet, you will be hacking your way through the jungle, even if you're on a trail. If you're not on the trail, you're moving half speed. Good. think so. They are not competing products. Amenities, story, Terra, and Theta. You are heading off in advance of the party, attempting to do what?
Blazing
the trail, showing the way,
spotting the bear,
finding the bear, right. I get it. Eudora, Story, Terra, and Zeta, roll a spot hidden and tell me what your role is, please. Eudora, Story, I'm sorry, Eumenides, Story, Terra, and Zeta. Eumenides says, look this way, and he points through the underbrush, and you can see that there are numerous branches that are bent backwards at a 90-degree level, about 3.5 feet off the ground, and tracks of a bear that are about that big around. The normal bear, about that size. This guy, easy, big damn bear. And you can see, thanks to Eumenides' observation, that it heads off into the... Pardon? You see the same thing and confirm what he finds? That it heads off on a fairly straight line towards the edge of this cliff, towards the cliff face. So the two of you guys in the lead, following the trail that you've found, head in the direction to the northeast, with the rest of the party trailing behind you. And everybody make a smell roll on a DC 22.
Why did you add my smell or just my smell?
I got a bad feeling about this. Something just doesn't smell right. But you continue to advance. And after being very quiet, moving quietly, silently as you can, and attempting to keep a constant lookout for any kind of evil creatures, you get to a spot where you're about maybe 40 feet outside of the cliff face, which is still obscured by the heavy undergrowth. But I will give you another smell roll at a DC 18. And you smell something that does not smell good. It doesn't smell like rotting bodies or anything like that. It is a rank animal smell, musky and shit-like. Combination of dirty beast and dried excrement, if you will. And your nose is wrinkled, but it's not so strong that it's offensive. Stinks. That's the word. Stinks. Right. You both did. And you guys are continuing to walk forward, right? Okay. Oh, cautiously, cautiously, cautiously. About 15 feet away, and you are close to getting out of the line of underbrush, which is about 5 or 8 feet away, when suddenly you hear, maybe. Looks like it'll take 2 or 3 rounds to get there, though. Okay. Let's do first things first. Okay. Initiative is first. Let me get the marching order here. Shrine 3.
Oh my god. 7. My lowest possible roll.
Oh wow, you really can't
roll.
Oh,
7.
Yeah, I tried to do it, but it's locked. Terran, error. Razor.
Very nice.
Hooter. Was that 18 scooter? 19, my mistake. So that's it. Sorry, my dear.
That's pretty good.
Eumenides. Those just play music then.
No, they play stuff in there too. But the new ones have cameras too.
So that one's smaller than my friend has worked.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Okay, Dory at 23, Zeta and Eumenides at 22, Fadir at 19, Terror at 14, Razor at 12, Vixen at 8, and Stan Lee, oh, I'm sorry, at Tran 3, at 8, 7, sorry. This thing is so much bigger than you thought it was going to be. You've seen bears before. Bears are like 8 to 10 feet tall when they're on their back legs. This one rises up, and it's 12 feet high. Its arms are like 8 feet long. It's got like this big hump in its back. And it's big, huge-looking muscles stretching out from the neck of this thing. And it is...
Is that a big slash here?
Yes, it does.
Holy smokes.
And this thing is so much bigger than you thought it was going to be.
Jackpot, guys.
It's like...
Let's rock and roll.
This thing is... This thing will kill you at a blow. You can see this to be true. Dory. Now, so let's clear the decks here.
Turn comes, yep, I'm fading.
Oh my God.
Fade away. No, I'm not running.
system to be set up and a single file with some calls for the four people who were identified as those searching up in the front of the group. Please arrange yourselves. No, I want you guys to arrange yourselves first. Eumenides, Dory, Terror, and Zeta need to be the four up in the front in that order, please. Other than that, I'm not sure. What's yourselves where?
Squeaky boy.
I'm the last one. Where's the front?
You can find the front.
Single file, I'm first one in line.
I'm 19.
Unfortunately, ultimately sucks. So, Dory, what are you doing? Most everybody.
I got a seven.
Oh, he's, by the way, black too. Did you say that? Rah, rah! Okay, Dory, go ahead and move. You are the first of the first. You may move as many as six of those squares if you do nothing else this round. In other words, movement due to the undergrowth is cut in half.
She can only do 20. She's going 20 feet.
Oh, you're a dwarf. I'm sorry. Right. So that would be four at a maximum. Two if you want to move normally and attack at the end of your round, but four for a full movement action. In fact, he looks you right in the eye and goes, "Rah, bleh!"
I'm approaching him fearlessly.
Okay, you need a charm animal.
I'm doing as you would approach him and smile and look at him and doing a speak with the animal. Yeah, but I'm approaching him, trying to change him to. Might have been wrong. Maybe the other guy was wrong.
It doesn't matter if the other guy was wrong. We say it's under both pieces. I mean, we need to do this. We have to uphold our bargain.
Okay. So, in game terms, what is it that you're trying to do?
I am approaching him fearlessly.
Okay, that is not a game term.
Okay.
That green, which is good color, but doesn't help me rule-wise.
I'm using my body language, vocalization, and demeanor to import the attitude of the animal, such as a bear. This ability functions like a diplomacy check. Wild empathy.
There we go. All right.
I'm wildly empathizing with him. My voice tone is going to be while passing the spell, speak with animals, and I'm going to use my voice from there to be. I can speak as I'm doing it, and I can approach you. I can use my body language, vocalization, and demeanor.
Okay, roll a 20-sided, dude. You are making a roll just like the drum machine. What did you roll? Okay. And what is your charisma modifier?
Awesome, dude.
Quantify that awesome, people, would you?
I'm looking.
And you rolled a what?
19.
Unmodified.
Yes.
And the bear, like, goes, oh. And looks at you and goes,
okay?
Bear, bear. Yeah. killing that.
Yeah, I have nothing against the house other than sweet
they are quite young. So who turns after Dave?
Well, my friend, this
forever.
I'm sorry, Jeff. You want to go fight him so he can kill you?
I want to move so we can all surround him. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah,
okay. We'll just cut it there.
Yeah,
and say,
it is on fire.
And, Vadir.
Oh,
yeah. There we go. What a finely tuned response to the situation. Okay, make your roll for damage, dude.
My friend, you may want to run.
Well, that is that. We're in a fight.
Do you guys win the money or not?
I do.
Well, he may just die at old age right in our arms here.
I know.
Jeff
thinks he is going to die of old age before he gets to do anything.
He's been playing the game since 9 o'clock.
I know. What the? Is this the action? Is this it? Are you going to let me know when the action is? Oh, a whopping 2. Oh, shit, man. He is worried now.
Like, what's the beef thing?
Error. Next to the bear.
As far as he can go.
Who?
I moved
the bear.
Okay.
But if you hear me, he put his long neck out.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
You just wait.
I say to my friend, you may want to run. Quickly.
Help. I can go 40, so how many squares can I move?
4 and do something, or 8 and do nothing.
What were you here?
Because you're half feet. Normally it'd be...
I don't want to be quite there.
And you can't charge...
So you just... Anyway. Looks like you only moved 5 feet.
No.
He moved all the way from here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I say, he's my
Very
friend.
Good.
Don't hurt my friend.
That's it for Terror. Terror! The Terror is coming! Okay, Razor.
I want my 12 points. I'm going to give him a protest.
Yeah. No, I could have him come to town with us. And
no, he's
going to
say... Hey, I need this to get through the winning, you know. It isn't like I just kind of unzip it and step out.
I can bring him in town and give the bears to God.
Oh, yeah. You say that. You are so funny. Okay, Razor.
Razor.
My friend.
Well, yeah, but
I
go to 12 gold pieces.
Razor.
What?
Razor.
Oh,
Razor.
I'm a druid. I just don't want to
I know. Sooner or later, he's going to remember that.
I want to tackle something and do something bad. He has nothing bad. He's my friend. Well, it's going to be your guy.
Sick.
There you go. I can convince him to come to
the
No.
Bear. Oh, it's the bear's turn.
Yeah, he went over and went friendship before and shot him.
He can get me in just 10 feet. 15 feet, I mean. He can get me. And we'll go right here.
Yeah, that's even
better.
Kick the ass
going to hack at him as he goes by.
Sorry.
Yes.
I yell, run, my
oh,
friend.
I deliver a stunning fist. You need to roll the hit first, don't you?
I have to declare it before I roll.
I am listening to your stunning fist.
Stunning fist.
Oh, wait. Before you roll it.
Yeah, I move.
look 17.
Yes, I hit.
And so that means that you... 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage for Strength 3. You will not get out of reach this round. You'll need to climb next round because climbing vertically is 1/4 of your normal speed, and you had to move to get to the tree. So next round, and you'll be up and out. This round, you will be about 8 feet up, which is high, but well within his reach. Yeah, I don't blame you. Okay, that was the end of round one. We're starting with round number two now, unless there are anyone else that hasn't had a chance to go. I think everybody's gone, right? Very good. Dory. Okay, good enough. So, Dory. Moving into attack? Okay. Roll for damage. She's armor class 15.
Oh, that's true, actually. Who's here? You don't have to know if he's like, moving about here.
Yeah. What are you doing there?
He takes 10 feet.
He's staying on the indoor side.
10 feet.
Yeah.
He's not quite on the fridge.
He's head on my shoulder. He was my friend.
He's right next to you.
He started moving stuff around, though. Nine more points from Dory.
Four raises out of my two out of five.
Zeta. Okay, Zeta, what is the weapon? Okay. Zeta, roll to hit. I'm a class 15. What'd you roll, Zeta? Okay, Zeta misses. Eumenides. He is really pissed with you and looks like he is going to gut you if you don't get out of there.
I'm yelling, I say, stop attacking my friend. I'm going to say to him, my friend, run for your life. My friends don't understand what we are, that we are friends. I'll get out of your way. Run for the hill that I'm saying this to the bear.
Right.
I can't.
You are yelling and doing what?
And I say I'm getting out of here. I told those guys to quit hitting him. And I told the bear, I told him to quit hitting him. Run for your life. I'm getting out of your way. Run for it.
Very good. And where are you now?
I'm moving out over here.
Very good.
Whoops.
That was Eumenides. Fooder.
Run, my friend.
Fadar.
Fadar?
Fadir. Damn it, now you got me doing it.
Got him.
Who are you?
I've got to get him away from that glass so I can close him
down. Roll the hit, boss. More for Fadir.
Fadir.
Stop attacking my
Terror.
Friend. I want the money, Dave. Don't mess it up. 5 foot step back. That's right. I'm moving away.
Well, if you're moving
you
away,
can move half of that. You can move three squares, but you will invoke an attack of opportunity. In fact, you already have, technically speaking.
What's that?
Because he has a 10-foot reach.
So,
if you move to where you are, he will claw you right now.
I will have to not move then.
Where were you before?
I was right here. Right?
Then that's where you remain. Okay. Unless you want to invoke an attack of opportunity.
No, I don't.
That's very good.
One hit will kill me.
They don't?
Yeah,
you can move 5 feet then. Right, so you get to 5 foot step.
So I cast the next move and took a 5 foot step back.
There you go.
5 points of damage.
Error.
Yeah, I actually want to take the 5-foot step forward and...
Where are you?
There
you are. Okay, move forward. However, it seems to me that that's going to cut off some other people.
We should be surrounding him. We're trying to surround him. Yeah. We got it.
I'm just saying, you are rapidly running out of room for this guy to be attacked. Really? Take 9 points of damage. And you are up the tree out of reach and looking down at the rest of the party who are all like, "Whoa, there's Bob. Shrentry. Punching."
Actually, Chip, I let my animal nature come out and I do claw, claw, bite.
Oh, are you being lizard-like?
I am.
Oh, lizard-like, he strikes, forgetting his ancient training.
Doing less damage, but more likely to hit. Yeah.
Size fucking dice. Throw that thing away. Look.
Not in this campaign.
Hey, dude.
Not in this campaign.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
I do. Woohoo! 3 points of damage. Actually, my fist does one die six.
Yeah.
And my claws do one die four. I should be able to do punching like this. Also, my elbow does one nice thing. My forehead does one nice thing. And my body does one nice thing.
3 points.
I drop kick someone's foot.
3 points.
Ooh. Yes, I do 3 points for it.
Dory, get the beast. Dory, you hit the beast, right? With your long sword? Slicing a great gash in its side. Eumenides, you did how many points? And I screwed up. Okay, Fadir, you did a total of 2 points and 5 points. Dory, you did 21 and 9 points, correct? Jerry, you did 28 points, right? Shrentree, you did 4 points, right? Zeta, you tried and missed. Shrentree did 10. Final actions for the second round. I believe everyone has had a go. Yes. Okay. You are down. You are unconscious, correct? It is unclear to the rest of the party what the bear is going to do. The bear might just decide to chew his leg off.
We are attacking him all this while. So.
Absolutely. Shory.
Speaking of it. Come on, poke him in the butt.
You gotta be close to the bear.
Poke him in the butt, they are sent around. And one of these off his leg. Although playing that one leg is really weird to poke.
Yeah. to be within 5 feet to touch him. Roll to hit. What's the damage for Zeta? You Menides is down. What is it supposed to be? Fadir.
Yeah, Fadir.
What does it mean?
I'm sorry. Fadir. Fadir. Sorry. D-E-A-R. Deer. Fadir.
I'm going to make it fodder.
4 points of damage on it.
Got it. Cabrar. Cabrar misses Razor. You are the last person who is close enough to attack it physically.
Who? Razor?
Razor, yes.
What? Oh, I was looking at this. I was going to say, where the hell am I? Shit.
Okay. I don't blame you. That would be confusing.
You're in upriver or something. Don't you have?
Yeah.
Fudir.
Okay, I'm going to think of the rules.
Fudir.
Okay, I'm going to,
but it's armored. What are you doing there?
I'm going to move 3 and shoot an arrow.
Move 3 and shoot an arrow. Right.
You might want to point
it. Razor. Bike.
Uh-oh.
with the claw. Three points with the other claw. And three more points with the bite. And he is grappling you. That's right. He doesn't even suffer an attack of opportunity.
No, he just goes,
Yeah, so, roll your strength there, bucko. If he hits you again, you will die. What are you doing, Terror? Okay, Terror. Hate to kill you, but I will. Yeah. Okay. Points for Terror, okay.
He's dead. So he at least has to...
Razor!
He at least has to wait.
Razor!
At least tell us that.
He has been damaged.
At least has to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Did he have damage or something? I think he didn't have damage or something.
Okay, Razor is going to move. No, Razor's not going to move. Razor's just going to
roll the hit.
Roll the hit.
Very good.
A 20.
Oh. A 20. Possible critical.
Okay. You don't get any pluses for damage.
Don't I get my,
No.
Let me admit the composite of the same.
And it ain't.
No, don't I get my sneak because
no.
I have flanked?
Oh, he does. He's within 30 feet and he's flanked.
I'm within 30
I'll
feet.
I'll give you that.
He's right behind his ear, like, what?
7 and 4. 11.
Yeah. His eyeball.
And,
oh, my God, I actually
hit
him.
It gets it through the ear. And it goes, like, this far into his ear.
Oh.
And it just gouts blood, spurting out of the ear, and the thing just collapses to the ground.
Oh. Is it dead, or just dying?
Oh, it hits the ground, and you see it go...
Chip. I go do coup de grace with my bare hands.
You do the coup de grace with your bare hands and you're punching dead flesh.
Fast, fast. And then now let's pick up the whole body and bring it back.
Oh, picking up the whole body? This thing weighs way more than you can coast through the jungle. There is no way in hell you will get this thing through the jungle.
But we can jerk some of the meat.
What if we hollow it out some of the meat and wear it? And pull in the tendons.
You could make a home out of the bridge, out of the rib cage.
And make a headdress out of it.
I'm gonna come kicking your toes.
We got it together. This guy wants that bear rug.
Who has the bear rug?
Wow. Those of you who were unable to smell this thing as it approached, now that it is amongst you, you wonder how that was possible, because it's got that kind of musky smell, and you figure it's probably because it's not long after it came out of its hibernation. And, you know, you just wake up the next morning and how your breath smells. Well, this fucker's been asleep for months, so you can just imagine. Who's healing? Getting healed? Who's healing?
they're all laying on our bellies, chewing on the carcass directly, kind of like wiggling around, spinning, trying to rip off pieces.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and look at it.
I thought it was lizard.
Oh, man, this is wicked to me. But there's a stew that goes
So,
Well, all of you know that the There's no
Where all the people are in your character costume.